Welcome to Product Hunt Daily, a podcast from Brie. I'm Mia.
And I'm Milo. Today we're looking at a wave of new tools that make coding agents easier to talk to, cheaper to run, and better at remembering what your team actually needs.
We've also got an AI notepad that fills out your meeting notes alongside you, a video generation platform built for learning content, and a clever Mac utility that puts widgets right into your dock.
Plus an open source motion editor taking on After Effects. Let's get into it.
Let's jump into a few new voice tools. First, Eskai. This is a free ambient voice coding assistant for Mac and Windows. The idea is you hold a key, speak your prompt to a coding agent like Claude Code or Codex, and the agent talks back out loud like a teammate sitting next to you.
And it sits right on your desktop. You can even bring it into a meeting and have it build live or speak on your behalf. Everything runs on your own machine.
Next, Phantom Voice. This one is a local push-to-talk dictation app for Mac with Apple Silicon and Mac OS 14 or later. It's a $10 one-time purchase, no subscription. You hold the FN key, speak, release, and the transcribed text drops into whatever app your cursor is in.
The transcription uses whisper.cop plus metal, so the audio never leaves your Mac. There's also an optional on-device cleanup pass that strips filler words and fixes punctuation. And the source code is available under the MIT license.
And then there's Yap, also free, also open source, and fully on-device. It pastes transcribed text anywhere you can type. It's built in roughly 3,000 lines of native Swift. The app is about 4 megabytes, and it addles around 60 megabytes of memory.
Yap uses Mac OS 26's on-device speech APIs, so there's no model download and nothing leaves your machine. MIT licensed as well. It was built by a team called Frigidade, and the reason is refreshingly simple. They wanted it for themselves.
We're seeing a wave of tools that address the friction points with coding agents like Claude Code and Codex. LangWatch is one of them, and it's focused on a question a lot of teams haven't asked yet. What are these sessions actually costing?
Right. It tracks your token usage, counting cache reads and writes as separate classes, and then compares the theoretical cost against what you're actually billed if you're on a max plan. It also records every bash and MCP call as a span and gives you a full terminal replay in its UI.
You run it with NPX LangWatch Claude once, and it also works with Codex. The founder made an interesting point. Token prices are heavily subsidized right now. Teams that only discover their real consumption after those prices move are probably going to be surprised.
That's the cost piece. A different tool called Tableau tackles a separate problem. Agents that sit stuck or quietly burn through their context window until they auto-compact and lose the thread.
Tableau is a lightweight widget. It puts a tiny pixel cat in the corner of your screen that watches Claude Code and Codex sessions in real time. It shows live context meters, shows you tool approvals, and nudges you the moment the agent needs attention.
Then there's Agent OS, which approaches the infrastructure problem from a different angle. Instead of sandboxes, VMs, or SaaS, it gives agents a Linux operating system as a library built on WebAssembly, the same technology behind Cloudflare Workers and Chrome.
It supports Claude Code, Codex, OpenCode, Pi, Eve, and Flue. Code execution runs on native V8 with full JIT. You get Python, Bash, subprocesses with Linux-like semantics, a persistent POSIX file system that can mount S3 or Google Drive, and permissions that survive restarts inside an existing backend process.
And the claim from the maker is that it's 200A. Well, they say it's significantly faster than traditional approaches, though we should note that's a self-reported number.
Worm. Giving coding agents persistent shared memory across sessions is a growing challenge, and two open-source tools are now taking it on. The first is Greplica, which launched on Product Hunt. The co-founder Kushal describes it as a self-updating wiki for coding agents.
It continuously pulls out decisions, constraints, gotchas, failed approaches, and file-level context from coding sessions and then retrieves only what's relevant for a given task. It stays grounded in the repository, keeps the knowledge fresh, and works across developers, agents, clones, and forks.
It runs locally with a managed shared mode available. Kushal's point is that coding agents are now writing, in his words, 100% of the code. So internal documentation matters more than ever. Clode.md files can only store so much, and the real session-level knowledge gets lost.
On a related note, Memmi Agent positions itself as a personal memory hub and local AI agent. The maker, Juchi, explained that it's for users who bounced between Cursor, Claude Code, Codex, and other AI assistants. The idea is to give every AI one shared, fully controlled memory so they all remember the same you.
It converts chats, decisions, preferences, progress, and experiences into long-term memory and brings the right context into matching tasks. It can also take on work directly. It's local first by default and includes a free start with 2 million ChatGPT tokens.
One community member asked whether it works well with Claude Code specifically, or if that integration is still early. That question seems to be still open.
Shifting to video tools, CraftStory is a platform for generating photorealistic, human-centric videos aimed at learning and development, podcasts, and user-generated content. It can create videos from a single image or train a custom avatar with just a 15-second video clip.
The model is proprietary and trained on professional actor footage, and the company has secured licenses through revenue-sharing agreements with those actors. The cost is 4.5 cents per second of video.
The team behind CraftStory is also the team behind OpenCV, and they say they built this specifically to address the short clip limits of other AI video models, where faces tend to drift in longer sequences.
Meanwhile, Chimera is an AI visual production platform built for fashion e-commerce teams. It generates consistent product photos, videos, and social content at scale. The difference here is they're targeting a workflow problem, not just single image generation.
A co-founder described the traditional process. Each new style meant shipping samples, casting models, booking a studio, and waiting on retouching. That ran about $4,000 and several weeks per style.
Chimera is built to avoid the failures you get when running a garment through a typical image model. Incorrect drape, inaccurate fit, color inconsistency, shifting backgrounds, and model inconsistency across images. Let's jump into some Mac-focused tools on Product Hunt, starting with Doctor, and yes, with a K. It places widgets directly into the unused side space of the macOS dock.
So what kind of widgets are we talking about here?
Music, calendar, weather, and system stats. Right there in the dock where you would normally just see empty space. And the maker, Peter, who is a robotics engineer building Mac apps on the side, says more widget types are promised soon.
That's clever, reclaiming that dead zone. Does it do anything else?
It also adds hover previews. When you mouse over a dock icon, it shows that app's open windows so you can skip a click and go straight to the one you want.
Also on the Mac side, PR Notch targets developers specifically. It surfaces GitHub pull requests, review queues, and 101 state directly in the Mac Notch. That little cutout at the top of the screen. Through a native menu bars app.
How does it handle authentication and privacy? That is always the first question with a developer tool that touches reboots.
It uses your existing GH151 token, stores everything locally, and makes only one kind of network call. The developer says it sends no telemetry, it is read only, and alerts are quiet by default. They fire only on state changes.
And what does it cost?
$1. Once. The developer says he is testing that as a pricing experiment. It requires GitHub only, Apple only, and macOS 14 or later.
Staying in the Mac productivity lane, there is also Cursor Crane, which extends hint-based navigation well beyond UI elements.
Hint-based navigation, meaning you press a key and little labels pop up on things you can click, right?
Exactly. But this goes further. It covers Windows, multi-window workflows, and text editing. It uses predictable hints and command sequences to switch modes, perform actions, or run scripts.
What makes it different from other keyboard-first tools?
The creator says he built it because keyboard-first workflows kept breaking down in certain situations. So it handles tasks that are normally awkward without a mouse. Selecting text across lines, editing focused fields in an external editor through something called Text Area Portal, and copying text or capturing UI content via Element Menu. His goal was to control the mouse at the pace of the keyboard.
Now let's shift to a tool built for SEO and geo teams who are trying to understand how they show up in AI-powered search. It's called AI Search Console.
Joe, that is generative engine optimization, right? Optimizing for AI search platforms rather than traditional search engines.
That's the one. And AI Search Console gives teams repeatable visibility data across ChatGPT, Claude, Gemini, and Perplexity. It tracks brand mentions, rankings, share of voice, competitors, and cited sources.
So instead of doing this manually, you get systematic tracking. What level of detail does it go down to?
Individual prompt level. It also identifies content and citation gaps, then generates client-ready reports. Founder Ilya said the product was built after SEO agencies repeatedly struggled to answer a simple question: does the client appear in ChatGPT?
And before this tool, what did that process look like?
It relied on running a few prompts, taking screenshots, and copying results manually. That was the whole workflow. Now the tool automates that end to end.
Two note-taking and learning tools caught our attention. Let's start with Sorni, an interactive AI notepad that fills out your meeting notes alongside you.
So it is not a bot that joins the call. How does it capture the conversation?
It captures your computer's audio directly. That means video calls, phone calls, and in-person meetings all work with no bot joining. You drop in your existing Word, PDF, or plain text template, and it reads the structure and fills every field.
And can you interact with it during the meeting itself?
Yes. While still on the call, you can ask it what to say next. Then later, you can query one meeting or all of them at once. It runs on Mac and Windows and is currently free with unlimited notes.
On the learning side, there is Focus Room. It turns YouTube into a personal learning platform with a course-inspired interface.
How does it transform YouTube content into courses?
It converts educational videos and playlists into organized courses, lets you navigate lessons using time-stamped topics, and generates concise summaries. You can also take time-stamped notes and create to-do lists, track your progress, and bookmark courses.
And it sounds like they are deliberately cutting out the rabbit hole problem that YouTube normally has.
Exactly. It removes recommendations and distractions so that passive watching becomes focused, consistent learning.
Finally, two assistants that live where you already work. Pally is a personal assistant that lives in your texts and natively connects to iMessage and WhatsApp inboxes.
It started as a personal CRM, right?
Yes. Co-founders Haz and Wyatt rebuilt it from a personal CRM into a text agent that can monitor, alert, and reply for you in your tone and with your context.
Then there's Nina, which takes a different approach. It is a B2B SaaS assistant that lives inside a product and guides users step by step on the live interface by voice or text.
So it answers the "how do I do this" question in real time, right inside the product.
That's the goal. It aims to replace onboarding calls, product videos, and repeated support answers. Also worth noting, Expert Chase launched on web, iOS, and Android with native support for Apple and Google ecosystems.
What kind of native integrations are we talking about?
The new native integrations include Apple Calendar, Google Calendar, Apple Reminders, Google Tasks, Apple Health, and Google Health Connect. Let's jump into the first pick. It's called Motion Editor, and it's positioning itself as an open-source AI-native alternative to Adobe After Effects.
Right. So it brings together timeline-based editing, 2D and 3D motion design, and integrated AI assistance all in one package.
And the open source piece is interesting because it frames the whole thing as a community-driven motion graphics experience, rather than a locked-down proprietary tool.
Exactly. The idea is you get the kind of compositing and animation workflow people know from After Effects, but with AI features baked in from the start, not bolted on later.
And because it's open source, the community can extend it, build on it, contribute back, which is a pretty different model from what Adobe offers.
It's one to watch for motion designers who want more control over their tooling and maybe a lower barrier to entry.
For sure. Now, the second pick today is something completely different. It's called Vera.
Vera is a private relationship intelligence system. It pulls together your network, your conversations, goals, events, and follow-ups all into one place.
And then the key part. It recommends who matters, why they matter, and what thoughtful action to take next.
So instead of scrolling through a CRM or digging through old messages trying to remember who you were supposed to follow up with, Dire surfaces that for you proactively.
It's private by design. This is your own relationship intelligence, not a shared corporate dashboard.
That distinction matters, especially for people managing a lot of personal and professional connections who don't want everything sitting in a team-wide tool.
And it's not just a contact list. It's tracking your goals, your events, what was discussed, and then connecting the dots between them.
Right. Two very different tools. Motion Editor for the creative workflow, Vire for the relationship workflow. Both worth checking out.
All right, that's our lineup for today. Let's pull it together.
Yeah, SK really stood out. An ambient voice assistant that sits on your desktop and lets you talk to coding agents like Claude Code without touching the keyboard. Free on Mac and Windows.
And the ecosystem around coding agents keeps growing fast. We saw three new tools tackling cost, context limits, and infrastructure for Claude Code and Codex.
Plus two open source projects solving a shared problem, giving coding agents persistent, shared context across a dev team.
We also looked at Craft Story for photorealistic AI-generated video, Doctor putting widgets into your Mac dock, and AI Search Console for tracking brand mentions across AI search platforms.
And Sorenai, the interactive notepad that fills out meeting notes alongside you, captures audio, and it's pretty clever.
Then Pally, a personal assistant that lives in your texts, connected natively to iMessage and WhatsApp.
And Motion Editor, the open-source AI-native alternative to After Effects with timeline editing and 2D and 3D compositing.
That's the show for today. Thanks for listening.
We'll be back soon. See you next time.